Hello and welcome. This is Turk Tea Weightlifting Podcast. Sergey Putsov is speaking, and today our topic is new training program IntensaCycle. My coach used to say, everything new is a well-forgotten old. A good coach is a person who is always seeking and trying out new training methods and their combinations. However, it doesn't stem from professional uncertainty. The point is that the art of training lies in basing a program both on old and new knowledge and experience. Plenty of materials have been written and recorded about Bulgarian method. There are arguments both for and against it. Despite all the haters, this method has brought a whole generation of Bulgarian Olympic champions and renowned athletes trained by Bulgarian coaches all over the world. Frankly, I never followed the pure version of this method, but some of my teammates tried sticking to it during the whole preparation. Their impressions were killing. No doubt there was progress, but this method doesn't work for everyone. My coach and I used to try out some elements in the competition period. My weak point was a rather big gap between the snatch and clean and jerk, and I wasn't able to be stable in snatch at all. Therefore, we shaped the preparatory strategy aiming to reach the highest capacity and psychological stability. It was important for me to warm up before the snatch quickly, since I was often among the first to step on the platform. On the other hand, I used to compete the first attempt in the clean and jerk and then wait for 12, 15 and even way more minutes before hitting the next weights in order to grab a medal. Thus, I had to warm up several times. To tell the truth, it wasn't a natural thing for me, but the result of special preparation and training that my coach has adopted from Bulgarians. The system of waves or attack is quite popular in modern weightlifting too. A legendary Kazakh coach, Ersaz Baltaev, has talked a lot about this method. His achievements in the Kazakh national team leave no further questions. Maybe you don't know, but Ersaz has been the head coach of the Ukrainian national team since December 2021. Thus, I'm looking forward to huge results by our athletes at the Worlds. By the way, we had the clean and jerk bronze by Maxim Dombrovski at the Europeans 2022, 3 weeks after he won the Junior Worlds. It is rather obvious that waves and attacks were used by such legends as Kazakh Ilya Ilyin, Ruslan Nurudinov, and Akbar Jurayev, Uzbekistan Olympic champions. Other athletes also used this method, such as Mesa Hassona from Qatar. He is Olympic gold medalist and world champion from Egypt, Mohamed Dahab. I use this system as a fundamental one in my new training program, IntensaCycle. This release is to some degree an alternative to my HIIT 12-week program MAIL 2.0 due to some features. 7 week of training duration and 1 competitive week. This will work for athletes who have finished a whole training cycle, like 7-15 weeks performed at a competition and are now ready to grow further results of a current background. This program will be perfect match for those who have completed the strength cycle of 4-6 weeks and now wants to reach a competitive physique. The loads are rather aggressive and intensive, so everyone who is seeking a real hardcore and challenge, you are on the right way. IntensaCycle includes fewer exercises than 12-week MAIL 2.0. A wide range of drills is useful when an athlete is just starting to develop their physique and needs versatile training. The main purpose of IntensaCycle is to break through and your result after intensive loads and realize the potential of previous background. The program consists of 2 periods, special preparatory 4 weeks and pre-competition 3 weeks. The special preparatory period consists mainly of snatch and clean and jerk complexes at 80% and higher, along with heavy pulls and squats. The overall volume and intensity are high. Athletes should prepare themselves to train hard while being only partly recovered, which is normal condition within this period. The pre-competition period has lower strength loads but higher snatch and clean jerk intensity. The goal is to reach peak form right before a competition, recover physically and mentally. The weeks between 2 and 6 include the snatch and clean and jerk attacks. It means that after warm-up sets, an athlete increases the weight up to 85% and high performs a single, decrease the weight by 15-20%, and goes for a heavy single again after 2-3 sets. This scheme consists of 3-4 such waves attacks in snatch and clean and jerk. From my own experience, I can say for sure that such a training style is very tough, but it really helps not only to grow your result, but also to secure your competition performance. Developing such a background speeds up the recovery and teaches an athlete to cope with long breaks between competitive attempts easier, both physically and mentally. Welcome to Intensive Cycle, guys. It was Tarek T. Weightlifting Podcast. I am Sergey Putsov. Stay strong and warm body, cold mind.